Thanks for calling Pizza Row Recovery. Michelle speaking.
Oh, Michelle, hey, it's Kaz calling. Just
Hi,
across
how
the
are you?
road. Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I've just had Kel question the payments for the Power Up Pass.
Yep.
Do you know anything about some of the payments not going through?
No. So the Power Up Pass itself or the Power Up Pass membership after they sign up?
I'm not sure. All I got from Kel in a message was, "Hi Kaz, any payment issues with Hapana for Burley? We are receiving error messages and members advising us." So I just said, not that I know of.
The only thing it could maybe be is there's a lot of outstanding payments with zero on it because people that purchased the Power Up Pass within the first week, after that 2 weeks, they get, if they sign up, they get 2 weeks free.
Yeah.
So it always goes into outstanding. So I don't know if he's looking at that.
Oh. So after 2 weeks, it goes, hang on.
After 2 weeks, payments will start coming out. So they get $49 for 2 weeks. And then if they sign up within the first week, they get 2 weeks free. That's all that I don't know if that's what he's talking about.
So that issue, I'm just trying to process that. So essentially when they buy it, it's it expires after 2 weeks, but if you buy it within the...
So if they, then after the Power Up Pass, if they decide to join as a member and get
essential.
A membership,
yeah.
Yeah, they get 2 weeks free.
Which you just process the payment, you push the payment date back, don't you? Is that how...
It's set up in Hapana Power Up Essential Membership. So when we put it in, it starts their membership, but the payments don't come out for the next 2 weeks.
Next 2 weeks. And what happens to the Power Up, the intro offer package like that you've sold, that ceases, doesn't it? It's just a one-off?
Yes, yeah.
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 So are there any issues with that transition when you process it?
I don't think so. This is my first day back this week, so I haven't had any issues.
Oh, okay.
I did a Power Up membership today, and I don't think there was any issues.
So when you do that, you just process it on the POS and then that's it? Like that, can they purchase it on the app? How does the process usually work? Like when they've bought the Power Up Pass, let's say they've walked in, they've bought the Power Up Pass, and then if they decide to say, okay, I want to join, what's the first step? Like, do they call and ask they want to join, or can they do it themselves?
I don't think they can. No, they can't do it themselves.
Right. Yeah.
They can buy the pass on the app, but they can't join. So today I did one over the phone because the lady knew about it and she called me. Otherwise, the sales team could be signing some up as well. And most people that I've done have done it in the centre.
In centre, yeah, because that is that essentially, yeah, because they need to claim that. We need to verify, don't we, that they've done
the
2 weeks.
Done that actual pass because no one else would know about it.
Yeah,
about
otherwise people. Okay, I getcha. So, and the billings.
Hannah's here. I'll see if she knows anything. Have you had anyone calling about the Power Up Pass? What did you say Kelvin said?
Issues with payment?
Issues with payment? No. No, she doesn't know anything either.
It says here, desktop Hapana members cannot use their Power Up Passes.
Oh, hang on. Is it for booking, maybe?
Maybe.
I wonder if that's what...
Well, I don't know, like his first sentence was payment issues, but then his second or third sentence is like, can't use it. So I don't know what that means. And he's not here to explain. He just said call Genoa or Burley. I'm like, okay.
Genoa just walked in. Where's he? Let me see if he knows anything. Janoa, do you know anything about power-up passes not working or anything? He's looking like he knows, Kaz.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have had someone try and they can't try to charge him. They pay for power-up pass, they try to book in and charge him for the...
Okay. I wonder if that's... if they're buying it in the centre and not signing for it and it's not activating it. That
Sorry.
Might be it.
If they're buying it in centre...
Yeah, so when they buy the pass, like a membership, they've got to sign an agreement.
Yeah.
If that agreement gets emailed to them and they don't sign it, the pass doesn't become active.
Correct.
So that, yeah, so I wonder if that's, maybe that could be happening.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the only stopgap.
Yeah. I think that's probably what's going on because it happens with memberships.
Ah, okay, yeah, it's the same with memberships. But essentially, like, if we were selling them, that wouldn't happen.
No, like, I make them sign it in the centre.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, if they're buying it on the app, they'll tick that off anyway, so they sign it.
Yeah, I think this is probably, okay, I'll go back to Kel. It's probably Jordan.
Okay, yeah.
Not knowing the process and then saying there's an issue with the power-up pass. Because essentially,
okay.
if they don't sign that agreement, they can't use that.
No, and it'll just be sitting on their account unactive until they
yeah,
sign
yeah,
it.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, all right, I'll go back to them.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Got to the bottom of that one. Jeez.